cease to be a beast of Bible prophecy, but it continued to be a woman of Bible prophecy. But Bible prophecy says at some point in the future, the Catholic Church's deadly wound will be healed, or in other words, it will once again also be a beast of Bible prophecy as well as a woman of Bible prophecy. That's the mystery of Revelation 17, the mystery of the woman and the beast. But in any case, at this point in verse 12, the deadly wound is healed. In verse 13, it says, "And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth inside of men." Verse 14, this is the verse we want to look at. "And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image of the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. The United States here is telling the people in the world to make an image of the beast. And what is an image of the beast? We've been through this. It's when secular power is used to enforce or sustain religious dogma. In the United States, after it speaks as a dragon, after it passes a Sunday law, is going to tell the whole world that it must put in place an image of the beast. It must put in place something that has secular authority to enforce or sustain religious dogma. And I would suggest to you that that's a one-world government, because the only way you can meet that definition to force the whole world to set up an image of the beast is to have some kind of world secular power to enforce that religious dogma. This is a one-world government being described here, and if you don't understand that or you don't believe it, let's read verse 15. "And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak." Now this world image of the beast, what is it going to do? It's going to speak. What does that mean? It's an action of its legislative and judicial branch. This world image of the beast is going to have a legislative branch and a judicial branch. Does the United Nations have a legislative branch and a judicial branch today, brothers and sisters? It's already in place. Bible prophecy identifies a one-world government. That was just a real brief step out of our study. But Sister White here in A Great Controversy says there's going to come a movement to usher in the millennium, that when these threefold union takes place. And is that movement in the world today? I mean, in the United States, if you look at it, you can clearly see that Al Gore, George Bush, Bill Clinton, they were all more sympathetic with